This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced that 26 additional locations will receive $14 million in federal funding to build electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin, including one at the Highway 70 Quick Trip in Arborvitae. This latest round of awards fills coverage gaps after the first round was announced in May of 2024. The first round awarded $22.4 million for 52 projects, 11 of which are currently operational, and 16 have been authorized for construction. The governor celebrated the launch of the first of these charging stations in Wisconsin at a Quick Trip location in Ashland that went online earlier this year. December 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Santa's coming to town over at Marshfield Medical Center right here in Park Falls. This is your chance to take your picture with Santa, make an ornament to take home, and find free hot chocolate and cookies. There will be a cafe with Starbucks available as well. Once again, this is taking place December 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at Marshfield Medical Center right here in Park Falls. Novato is expanding their fiber optic network throughout downtown Hayward. With more, here's Maddie Schaefer.
Novato is an internet, TV, and phone service located in Cable, Wisconsin. They've provided a copper-based network in Hayward since 1999. Now they're upgrading the copper network with fiber optics. Nearly 300 residents and businesses in downtown Hayward will have access to the new infrastructure. Novato spokesperson Karina Christensen says that the upgrade comes after the installation of a new central office in the Hayward market. Christensen says that the biggest difference that residents and business owners will notice is speed.
So when it comes to internet service, we provide the internet service on the fiber network. We'll have capabilities of up to 5 gigabytes upload and download speeds. So in other terms, that's 5,000 megabits per second. And so really what that means for residents and businesses is they're going to be essentially unlimited when it comes to their broadband capabilities.
She says Novato also offers telephone service, security, and networking services to both residential and commercial subscribers. Also, the fiber is more reliable since it's underground and not impacted by weather conditions, and it will have an economic impact as well.
But we also know that with better infrastructure, it allows economies to thrive more, better education systems, hospitals, emergency response, all those kinds of things. Businesses come in and look for those types of connections.
The project started this September. The goal is to start installing fiber services into homes or businesses in January. Special offers for residents and businesses are available through the end of the year.
With Thanksgiving approaching, the Iron County Health Department has some tips on how to safely thaw your turkey. The first method is using the refrigerator. This is the USDA-recommended thawing method. Just allow approximately 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds of bird, and it is safe to store the turkey for another 1 to 2 days in the refrigerator after it has thawed. The second method is using cold water. Just submerge the bird in cold water and change every 30 minutes. Be sure to cook immediately after thawing, and you can also use the microwave. Just use the defrost function based on weight, but be sure to keep an eye on it. This is another method where you do have to cook it immediately after thawing. However, if you don't get the turkey out in time, it is safe to cook a frozen turkey, although the cooking time will be 50% longer. For more information, you can find tips on USDA.gov. Sunday, November 23rd, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., over at the Mercer VFW post, there's an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. This is $10 per plate, with children 10 and under eating for only $5. This will feature pancakes, sausage, juice, coffee, and milk, and is your chance to come out and support the Mercer VFW post. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, November 23rd, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. over at Mercer VFW post 9536. Firearm hunting season opens in Wisconsin tomorrow, and the DNR has some warnings for hunters. Isabella Nieto has more.
The State Department of Natural Resources is warning hunters that tree stand-related incidents are among the leading causes of hunting injuries each year. DNR and Aspirus Health are teaming up to remind hunters to practice safety as they head out to harvest deer. Falls from heights over 10 feet, which is common with most tree stands, can result in more serious trauma. Hunters should use tree straps and wear safety harnesses, check their gear for any wear and tear, and use haul lines to lift equipment safely. Wisconsin's 2025 gun deer season opens on Saturday, November 22nd, and runs through Sunday, November 30th. I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
An NFC North showdown awaits the Packers this Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Quarterback Jordan Love on the importance of these late-season games.
Definitely. I think you look at the teams in our division, everybody's in it. You know, everybody's kind of got similar records, and obviously, like you said, we'll be playing everybody here at the back half, so definitely some games we're going to have to go out there and win. But like you said, you know, the NFC North is wide open. And we got to take advantage of these games, go out there and go win it. It's an interesting schedule.
It was the opening week of the season the last time the Packers played an NFC North opponent. They'll play five in seven games the rest of the season. Jordan Love on the quirky schedule.
Definitely. Yeah, it's been a weird schedule for us, you know, playing obviously week one division game and now I don't even know what week it is, 12, yeah, and it's been a long time, so it's felt weird, and obviously we'll have, you know, a couple back-to-back right now, so I'm definitely a stretch that we'll have to, you know, take advantage of.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Also, the Packers game against the Bears on December 7 was flexed from noon to 3:25 in the afternoon. The Bucks lost in overtime to the 76ers last night, 123-114. Coach Doc Rivers said that they have to play better even without Giannis.
When the ball stuck, we didn't score. When a play broke down and we moved it and kept moving it, we got whatever we wanted all night. And I couldn't, you know, you implore them. We worked on that for 2 days because you anticipate things breaking down, you know, not having Giannis.
Milwaukee plays red-hot Detroit tomorrow night at 7 p.m. College sports, Wisconsin football gets Illinois tomorrow night with a 6 p.m. kickoff. Meanwhile, men's hoops is at BYU this evening to take on the 9th-ranked Cougars. Today is the final day of the state high school football championships with divisions 3-1 in action. Winning titles yesterday were Kenosha St. Joseph, Darlington, Mayville, and Winneconne. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find more information on the matchups at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 40 this afternoon with a light northwesterly breeze. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper teens to low 20s for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.